If you can't have it all, which are you choosing? Are you choosing love or are you choosing your career? 424-1234, be part of the show. There's a woman, this is an article in Cosmo magazine.
Uh-huh.
This woman ended up quitting her job. She's late 20s, early 30s, quits her job. And she's traveling around the world trying to find love. And she said that's what she wants. She realized, she said, when I turned 27, I realized that I hadn't been in love for a while. And asked myself why. So she's on Tinder. Uh-huh. She's been in New York. Now she's over in Hamburg.
Because a lot of people with Tinder as well, I think Tinder is, even though everyone knows like it's for hookups, It has kind of moved away a bit from that, because we know someone who used to work here, she went on some Tinder date and they just recently got a house together. Like they met via Tinder.
Who?
Samantha used to work here.
Oh, they did? They bought a house together?
Uh-huh.
Tinder. That is, listen, that's the exception, not the rule. Don't go on Tinder if you're looking to buy a house with somebody.
But I can kind of see this, because, I mean, I...
But it's not on... She's looking on Tinder. That's not the question. The question isn't if you can find love on Tinder. The question is, are you willing to quit your job to in search of love? If you find something... I'm very passionate about radio. I'm passionate about this show. This is something I want to be great in, something I want to focus in, I put my time and energy into. This isn't just a, oh, let me go wake up and mope along. You know what I mean? This isn't a high school job for me. This is very important to me.
Would you quit it for love? I'm interested in this answer.
For the love of a better station.
Don't say anything bad.
No, you know, it honestly depends. And I go back and forth with this, because at the end of the day or at the end of my life, is radio or my job going to be, are they passionate about you back?
See, and the thing is that it's such a fine line, because... No, you can invest everything into the job that you love. Gone. As quick as that.
Yeah.
I know some people this week in this industry.
Yep,
gone
done.
At a click of a finger.
Sure.
But on the flip of that, isn't that the same for love?
Yes.
Same thing. You could think everything's all hunky-dory and great and fantastic. Come home. Yeah. This is not working for me. I'm leaving. Boom. Done. Just like that.
Which would you regret, though, more, do you think? Do you think you would regret at the end of your life passing up on, you could have a huge career if all you do is focus on that? Because that's what it takes. It takes you being willing to make big sacrifices. Or do you think that you'll regret leaving that person?
I think it depends on, like with careers and stuff now, like if you're really good at something, you could make a bunch of cash. And if you're really good at it, you could probably maybe retire by the time you're 50.
Yeah.
50 now is not like, you know, you're going to Bob Evans for the early bird special. Like, you're still young at 50 now, so you can still go ahead and enjoy life and find, you know, and find love afterwards. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hung out getting married till I was 35, because I was like, yeah, that's not for me. I just want to work and have fun. And, you know, there was no way that I would. And if someone had come along at that point prior, maybe say 5 years prior to that, and said, oh, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm good.
That's not what you were looking for.
Nope.
It's interesting. So if you can't have it all, which are you choosing? Are you choosing a career or are you choosing love? 424-1234 to be part of the show.